Every time my sugar daddy husband spent the night at his female assistant's place, he would gift me a building. In the 2 years since our marriage, I had acquired 96 commercial properties scattered throughout the city. It also meant that the man had hurt me 96 times. When the 97th property deed was handed to me, his assistant immediately sent me a gloating video. "So what if Nathan gives you money? I've got his heart and body. You may be a supermodel, but you can't even get your own husband to sleep with you, can you?" I didn't argue with her. Instead, I graciously sent her a set of new Victoria's Secret lingerie from my latest runway show. When my husband found out about my generous gift, he rewarded me by allowing me to accompany him to a high society party. During a party game, his assistant lost 3 times in a row and was dared to lick whipped cream off a Playboy's thigh. She smashed a bottle and held it to her neck, swearing, "Nathan, I'd rather die than let anyone humiliate me like this." My usually cold-hearted husband suddenly panicked and begged me to take the punishment in his assistant's place. "It's just licking some cream. I promise I'll spend time with you properly after this." Everyone was waiting to see me make a fool of myself, but I calmly agreed without making a fuss. He didn't know that this was the 97th time he had hurt me, and I no longer wanted to be his caged bird. I was just waiting to repay the life debt for saving me, and then we would have no more connection. Well, looks like the supermodel agreed to lick it after all. Nathan sure knows how to handle women. What if she doesn't lick the cream? Are they really going to make Lauren do it? She's Nathan's true love. The mocking laughter around me was deafening, and I felt utterly humiliated standing there. Amidst this nauseating display of arrogance, Nathan crouched in front of Lauren, carefully placing a band-aid on her neck. Then he turned to me with cold eyes. "Sophia, don't try anything clever. Lauren's waiting for you to finish so we can continue the game." Lauren, he only cared about Lauren, never once asking if I was willing. He had completely forgotten that I was his wife. He had also forgotten that just a few days ago, I had miscarried because of her, and I was barely able to stand here today. Seeing me hesitate, someone suddenly pushed me. "What are you standing there for? Go lick it. Don't tell me you're backing out now." I stumbled but managed to steady myself. When I looked at Nathan again, his eyes were completely focused on Lauren. 96 times, this is the 96th time, I counted silently in my head as I stiffly walked towards the man with whipped cream on his leg, a notorious playboy in our circle. Just as I bent down to kneel, the playboy suddenly grabbed my chin. He looked at Lauren and said, "Miss Lauren, this isn't right. She lost to me 3 times, licking once isn't enough. How about we play stuff the egg? If you can persuade her to do it, I'll forget about the punishment." Stuff the egg? What's that? An unnamed fear suddenly surged through me, and I quickly looked towards Nathan. But in the next second, Lauren was already pleading with Nathan, clinging to his arm and pouting. "Nathan, it's just a dare. Can't you let your sister-in-law agree just this once?" Seeing Lauren's small body trembling, Nathan was left with nothing but pity. He looked at me intently. "Sophia, you were willing to lick the cream, so you wouldn't mind taking on another dare for Lauren, right?" "Yay! Thank you, Nathan." Lauren jumped up happily, her face full of smugness. Watching Nathan gently pat Lauren's head with a doting expression, I couldn't help but laugh at that moment. My dignity had been trampled on, and I had become nothing more than a toy for them to torment and play with. "Nathan, how could you be so heartless? How could you still want me to participate in some kind of performance art and be humiliated for her sake?" Oh, right, I almost forgot, Lauren was his unattainable moon. He had pursued her for years without success, and then they were separated by their families. Lauren had left the country overnight. Now that he finally had her, of course he would pamper and indulge her every whim. How could I possibly compete? Suppressing the bitterness in my heart, I spoke stiffly. "Can that count as one forgiveness voucher? Forgiveness voucher?" The crowd laughed at my strange request, but Nathan put down the hand that had been pampering Lauren and suddenly looked at me. He knew what I was talking about. After a moment, he nodded. "It counts." I smiled bitterly. "All right, I agree." 8 years ago, when I had just entered the modeling world, I was targeted by a big boss and confined on an island. Along with other girls, I became a tool for men to use at their business gatherings. I was lucky. Nathan was the first man I encountered, and he fell in love with me at first sight. For my sake, he took over those men's businesses, sent them to prison, and saved my life. Later, I found out that it was because my features strongly resembled Lauren's. On the night I was rescued, I asked him how I could repay this debt of gratitude. His eyes were sincere, "Then marry me." I pinched him, "I'm serious." His breathing became ragged as he entangled with me and said, "Then, give me 99 forgiveness vouchers." "Forgiveness vouchers?" I curiously clung to his body, not understanding. At that moment, he smiled. "Silly girl, if one day I hurt you 99 times, I'll use these vouchers to make you forgive me 99 times. Once the vouchers are used up, this debt will be settled." For the next 5 years, he poured resources into making me a supermodel and loved me like a precious jewel. Until 2 months ago, when Lauren returned to the country, everything changed. Now it was the 97th time, just 2 more times, and my debt would be repaid. We would have no more connection. Seeing Nathan agree, the playboy took me into his private room, a dimly lit chamber covered in silk. The table was full of hard-boiled eggs, and on the floor lay 2 or 3 women with disheveled clothes, a rotten smell emanating from beneath them. A chill ran down my spine as I realized with horror what Lauren meant by stuffing eggs. They were going to insert them into my private parts. Nathan, who had followed us in, suddenly narrowed his eyes and turned to ask Lauren, "Wasn't this supposed to be about eating eggs? What's going on here?" But Lauren ignored him and pushed me forward. "Mr. Seven, Miss Sophia used to be a dancer. I'm sure her flexibility will satisfy you. Don't you want to try it yourself? Push your limits?" As Lauren finished speaking, I was already trembling in terror. I immediately looked to Nathan for help. At least I was still his wife. He had loved me once. Although he had tormented me a lot for Lauren's sake, he surely wouldn't hand me over to a pervert to be tortured, right? But to my surprise, Nathan walked to the bar, poured a glass of wine, and shoved it into my hand. "Why don't you toast Mr. Seven first to liven things up?" Liven things up? Did he want me to entertain them? He actually agreed? In a daze, I saw Lauren give me a sinister smile. "Sister, didn't you hear what Nathan said?" Just as I was looking at Lauren, not knowing what to do, she suddenly kicked me in the knee. In an instant, I lost my balance, and the wine in my hand spilled on the playboy's face. Then I fell onto the shattered glass, immediately cutting several bloody gashes on my arm. My eyes met the distorted, pale face of the woman on the floor. Lauren's shrill accusations rang in my ears. "Sister, if you didn't want to toast, you could have just said so. There's no need to pretend to be crazy to anger Mr. Seven. Is this how you act as Nathan's wife? Are you trying to embarrass Nathan?" The playboy's expression froze for a moment, then he suddenly realized something and stared at me with wide eyes. You're Nathan's legendary wife?" I said nothing, just sat on the ground, my body and heart aching almost to the point of suffocation. The playboy reached out to grab my arm, but Nathan immediately seized his wrist. Nathan glanced at my blood-covered face, his eyes suddenly turning gloomy. He gritted his teeth as he looked at the playboy. "Get out!" The playboy was intimidated and had to leave, grumbling under his breath. "Nathan, are you crazy? If I had known she was your psycho wife, I wouldn't have touched her." As the playboy disappeared, I got up to leave, but my arm was once again gripped by a large hand. "Sophia, aren't you happy now that you don't have to be punished? Did those 2 years on the island not teach you how to behave? You only had to toast a drink, and this would have been over. Why did you have to act crazy? You knew that when I asked you to toast, I was trying to end this, didn't you? Are you that clueless?" Looking at the angry Nathan, I responded with bloodshot eyes. This time, I finally didn't hold back and retorted, "Nathan, I'm your wife. If you had just made my identity clear, this would have been over just the same." My words were clear. It was him. He was the one who wanted to play with my vanity to protect Lauren's face, which is why he never said anything. Caught off guard by my revelation, Nathan felt a bit guilty. Lauren, seeing this, wanted to defend him, but Nathan frowned and spoke up to stop her. "Enough, shut up and wait for me in the car." After her footsteps faded away, he sighed. "I'm sorry, but I still need to explain. I really didn't know what stuffing eggs meant. If I had known, I wouldn't have agreed from the start. As for Lauren, I hope you can understand. After all, she just came back to the country and saw that I was Mardash." Nathan stopped abruptly, but I could still guess what he was going to say. He wanted to say that Lauren was in a bad mood because she found out he was married, so she deliberately gave me a hard time, and he wanted me to forgive her. Our eyes met, and Nathan seemed to understand the mockery in mine. He sighed again. "All right, I see you're hurt. I'll have the driver take you to the hospital. Lauren's not in a good state, so I need to check on her. We'll talk about this when I get back." Without waiting for my response, he added, "Although you didn't complete the task, I'll allow you to count this as one forgiveness voucher." With that, he turned and left. Watching his retreating figure, I touched my still bleeding forehead and burst into laughter. But I didn't care anymore. Just two more times, and once I've repaid my debt, I'll leave. From now on, I won't suffer his mistreatment anymore. It was late at night when the driver sent me home. Nathan hadn't returned, and I didn't bother to ask. The next day, his assistant brought his gift, two commercial property deeds. He specifically emphasized that one was compensation for forcing me to lick the cream, and the other was an apology for the egg incident. Expressionless, I labeled the deeds with numbers 96 and 97, then carelessly stuffed them into the safe. The maid beside me smiled fondly. "Mr. Nathan really dotes on you, ma'am. He's been giving gifts more and more frequently." I smiled without saying a word. She didn't know that these were just Nathan's compensations after hurting me each time. Looking at the safe full of property deeds, I knew I would be able to leave soon. But before I left, I just wanted to take one camera with me. It contained things I had to destroy.